preview.
Winker 103. You've been gone for a while.
Glad to be back.
You were across the pond.
I was. I have a lot of impressions, sporting impressions from England. But I'm
quickly
glad to be
talk
back.
About the Marlins. A lot of changes since we last spoke. We've got some new guys that we brought up. We've got some guys that we traded for that it looked like they're going to turn out to be good deals, like Jesus Luzardo.
Yep.
The Jackson kid, the catcher, Brian De La Cruz looks pretty good. Sanchez is back now. It looks like Trevor Rogers finished his final rehab start, so he'll be back in the lineup, but a little bit too late in the game. I think even if we went off, one out, we were not going to make the dance.
So tell me, it's interesting. I saw a very scathing article. I think it was on Fish Stripes that was just like, oh, my God, this sucks. And it's funny because I went on Friday. Mm-hmm. We lost. But it was interesting, like, you know, the Marlins are playing pretty good ball.
Now, listen, the series against Washington, discount that completely because that team sucks.
Yeah.
But the Reds come in here hot.
Yeah.
And we take two out of three.
Two out of three. And the one we lost was like one bad inning. It was interesting. I was at that game and it was interesting to see how it went down. It was one bad inning. Like, we held them in check.
Right.
And I don't know. It wasn't a bad game. We didn't play a bad game. We lost control of one inning and just couldn't catch back up.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I don't know what to make of it. And then it was interesting because I took Houston Astros fans to the game on Friday. And it was funny. Like, again, we lost, but they were like, I don't know, man. The Marlins are a decent little team. I'm like, yeah, we're a decent little team. I don't think our record reflects that maybe. We've kind of gotten these snides where we're losing. But I got to tell you, like, you know, it was funny seeing them. They had two reactions. Unfortunately, one of them was like, oh, my God, how is this place so empty?
Yeah.
You know,
you're talking about a maximum like 10,000, 11,000 people.
You know, I think on Friday night, there was probably 11,000, 12,000. And it was funny seeing they had that reaction, which was like, whoa, like, I can't believe this is this empty. Especially when you see, you know, I had Grabkowski's tickets.
Oh, those are awesome.
I had five.
Section six, row 13 or what? Down there pretty
eight,
far.
Eight. Eight. Yeah. I had five of his tickets, and then my daughter wanted to bring her little friend, $6. Not in that section, right? But I snuck, you know, but $6. That's what a ticket costs. When I told them that, they're like, oh my God, you can go see Major League Baseball for $6.
Yeah.
And there's only 11,000 people.
And they're not bad seats, even the $6 ones, bro.
And
that's the one we did Salute and Serve.
Yeah,
we were way
exactly
up there in the top.
Yeah.
Perfect view of the field. Excellent.
Now, with that being said, the other thing they said was, it was interesting. They're like, you know, the guys are baseball fans, you know, husband and wife, and they go to a lot of Astros, and they were just like, it's good baseball. You guys got good players.
Yeah.
You know,
they
were
talking, like, ballpark.
They were watching Miggy Rojas, and it's like, oh my God, like, you know, he's your Altuve. You know, that's what they, you know, like they were like, you got a good hitting short. You know, it was funny seeing that the Marlins through their mind, like, they're like, you got a good team, you know, and of course everyone loves Jesus on first and the pit, you know. So anyways, it was funny seeing it through someone else's eyes. It's like, you guys are on the right track. You have the best farm system. It wasn't the negativity that we're getting in Miami.
But that's because they're coming from an outside spot
But sometimes it's good to get that, where it's like, you know, it's funny, like, you know, I was thinking about, like, you know, comparing to other sports, with the Dolphins starting up, and we were playing Cincinnati yesterday in the preseason. It's like, I always kind of look at other fan bases, like, where are you at if you're Cincinnati? Like, you're pretty good place with that quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Where are we at as Miami Dolphin fans? Like, we're in a pretty good place. Texans? They're a real bad place.
And rumors still flying around about Deshaun Watson coming here. Yeah. However, Brian Flores did make a statement saying, look, we're trying to get guys on this team of high character. You know, so does that mean Deshaun's out?
That was a coded message.
Could have been.
It was like, just like when I was coming in, not to get into Deshaun's mess, but, you know, the guy was saying it's like, it was Crowder from the Dolphins, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you're not having 100 different masseuses because you're like shopping around. He's like,
right.
But he's like, the team gets you good masseuses.
Right.
He's like, all us guys, we got the masseuse we like. They made sure she was available. And you stuck with your masseuse because, you know, he's like, so he was suspicious of it. And then they were talking, like, then you have 20 of them. It's not one. 20 of them. Then, you know, it's like,
there's got to be a happy ending somewhere in this story.
There is no happy end.
there's definitely not. So you're going to talk about England. I went to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk about that. And the rules there are totally different than here.
Tell me.
But well, so we went, Donna and I went to Puerto Rico. We got engaged down there.
I love it. My wife was like, tell
it's
Tommy.
It's freaking awesome.
Congratulations.
I saw her today.
But no. And she was like, and what are you doing? Why are you getting married? Don't you know better?
Right. Yeah, but that's because she's married to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, you get there and you've got to do a QR code scan and this form comes out. You fill it out, name, address, date of birth, social security number, and then you had to upload your CDC vaccine thing. Took a while. I don't know why JetBlue didn't tell us to do it on the plane.
Yeah.
Because they suck. But and then there were the whole trip started out ominously because pilots go, we're number one for takeoff. And then 10 seconds later, we got to go back to the gate because this computer just got weird. So I'm like, all right, well, that makes sense. So it was another hour waiting at the gate, fixed the computer, took off. So we got there. Weather was great. Everything was perfect. But day one, we got on Sunday. Monday, the new law came into play. To go into a bar, restaurant, or public gathering place, you must present your vaccination card. Otherwise, no entry.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so we had them, and we also had them on the phones because we uploaded them like you're supposed to.
Which is interesting, too, because it's like you could photocopy that thing. Like
it's
like
so easy to fake.
It's like when we were in high school or something.
Dude. Yeah. Like fake IDs in high school were harder.
Yeah. Exactly.
Slightly harder than.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And we did. Yeah. I had that like since I was like 15.
But. And it's funny. I saw an article like what do you do if you lose it? And then I also heard you're not supposed to laminate it.
Yeah, because
now we're going to get boosters.
And I've already got mine, so I'm good.
You got a booster?
Yep. Oh, cool. Right down here. I got a promo. Denise
really?
Got one. Donna got hers.
Which one are you guys on?
Me too.
Really? And you just signed up for it?
Mm-hmm. And you especially could be immunocompromised because you're
a fat ass.
No, it has nothing to do with it, man. Come on. I was actually speaking from a lawyer standpoint where
we're out there
in front of people.
Yeah, not that we're, what is it called? We're not critical workers, but we are. You're right. I mean, I'm out all the time doing stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we're having to go to, I got to go to city meeting on, September 1, like you're there. And like, as my client was like an old guy that's sick and he's like, I ain't going. Like I could tell them I ain't showing up.
Oh, right.
So
okay,
yeah,
so
I
talk
had,
about England. Because
I had
then
the
I've
opposite.
Got to do another Gropkowski shout out.
Yeah,
because we're going to Aruba.
Oh, cool!
And he's got the connect down there for the hotel and stuff. So
that's
we're
great.
Going like a family and friends deal.
And you know, it's funny.
In December.
I have only ever been to Aruba one time, and I was there for a Yankees. I'm not going to name the player, but a Yankee player that had gotten into an accident down there, and. Had to deal with some of the fallout from that.
But
from
you
that
speak
alcohol related.
You speak Dutch?
No, but it was that's
Dutch
the thing.
Ball?
There's a lot of Dutch ball players down there.
All right.
Yeah, it's interesting. You may see some baseball when you're down there. You should look into it. I don't know if they do like that the Winter League has started up yet, but
that would be cool.
Check it out.
So talk about England because
here's the deal with England. England, it was a little jarring because. It's a pain in the butt. The test
straight flight from Miami.
The testing's crazy. You got to get tested. Like I was up in Georgia on vacation. I had to come home, test, pay $75 to get the test because you got to have the results within 48 hours. You can't risk it. Then you go, and then you have to pay for your test in England. Then you land
in
2 days, 120 pounds.
Okay.
Then that test is useless. Because you don't get the results in time to fly back, right? I was gone for 7 days.
Okay.
So then I had to go the day before, 2 days before.
Okay.
Pay another 100 pounds to get like the test that got me the results by midnight so I could fly home. Because to get in the United States, you got to have a negative test.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have that in Puerto Rico, right?
No.
So to get back.
You do have to have a vaccination card to get on the plane.
There you go. And it was interesting.
I mean, to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to come back from out of the country. And it was funny.
Yeah.
Because the only hesitation I had was getting back to the United States. I was worried about if all hell broke loose. It's not a good time to be traveling. But anyways. But it was interesting being in England because in England, like I was telling you earlier, they're over it. Like it's like.
And I thought you meant they were pissed
mentally
over it. But no.
No, they seem.
They've actually. Figured out how to do
it. I went to a football match and I didn't know. I bought these last minute tickets. I took my nephews and my was there to my mom got married.
Oh, wow.
So I'm there with my
congratulations.
My mom.
Well, I don't know her new name. Now it's
Beside Batterby.
Okay.
And then I went with Alan, her new husband. And it was funny because he was joking around. I was like, I'm supposed to be on my honeymoon. And here I am going with the boys, a West Ham game.
Well, that's like your bachelor party.
Exactly.
You didn't get, pal.
But we had a blast.
Take it easy.
You know, we're at Olympic Stadium, which is now London Stadium. It's the home of West Ham. And I didn't realize, but it was the first match back after 18 months. First
of any actual soccer in England.
Well, they had the Euro Cup. Okay. This was the first like match league thing.
Okay.
And the energy was incredible. Like people are like we're back. You know, it was like they did this great intro and like this is the world stage.
Everybody,
you know, we're
back
singing,
on drinking,
no
beer.
Mass anywhere. And it was just without like that. It made me think about our, you know, here we are. We're in the middle of it again and they're over it. But anyways, it was great to go to a soccer match. It was very interesting. Being, you know, like it's so, it's like going here back, like when we went in the '70s, you know, there's like a smaller screen, like they went down and my two nephews are like, you know, 14 and 12 and they were thirsty and they come back empty handed. You know, they're like there's 1,000 people in line. Like it's not built, you know, like we're so
right,
used
right,
to.
Right.
And by the way, before I did
we
that.
We have better lines at our stadiums, but you guys figured out how to beat COVID-19.
Exactly, you beat COVID.
And we're in the weeds.
Right, but now. I went to Atlanta. I went to a Braves game, which I have to tell you about.
Truist Park?
I went to Truist Park. Have you been?
Huh?
Oh,
nice ballpark.
Nice ballpark. I would never admit it to a Braves fan.
No.
I didn't like it. It was in the suburbs. And
you
I didn't like
your old boy, Adam Duvall.
Someone wrote like, you know, like, how would you think? It's like, it's full of Braves.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a great ballpark. I liked it a lot. And I got to say, I had seats right behind home plate, upper deck, and it's just so steep.
Same we like right our ballpark where you got a nice cat side.
Awesome.
Catbird seat.
And then I went to Mercedes-Benz for a Falcons preseason.
Never been there.
And, you know, it's touted as the world's nicest stadium.
Better than the new one in Vegas?
I haven't
or
been.
Or the one in
But I think
LA?
It is better. I think it's bigger. And I got to tell you something. It was amazing. I mean, I'll give you one example. They have a wall. Must be 3 or 4 stories high. It has a helmet from every high school team in Georgia.
Oh,
by cool. Classification. Has state champs separated for each division.
Oh, sweet.
Has all the Hall of Fame, like, you know, picture of Herschel Walker with his, I mean, it was impressive. That's just one little thing, right? That's just one little corner that took up like the end zone, you know, but the place is just full. It
but you
got
to think
amazing.
About it. Mercedes-Benz does not attach its name to things that other than excellence, you know?
I was impressed. Again, full of Falcons and the Falcon, you know, I'm not a Falcons fan. But I used to live in Atlanta and having gone to the Georgia Dome, like, you know, this
comparing
is a big
two.
Upgrade.
All right.
Awesome. But so, yeah, it was interesting that was my experience and then came back, went to the game on Friday night. It was so nice to be back, see the baseball. I really enjoyed it. We had a blast. And it was funny because it was funny them watching me with my daughter and her friend. It's like, you know, fifth inning, we're over getting the picture with Billy and we're, although I had a coming of age moment. My 8-year-old daughter, you know, she said to me, I don't think Billy's real. That's just a person inside there.
Really?
So of course, I don't know what the parenting is, but of course I'm like, what?
No,
that's not true.
That's real fish.
I said,
bro.
You tell that to Billy next time.
Yeah. I can't,
that's real fish walking around.
Not only that, but he's. Just imagine how long he's got to hold his breath. It's like seven, you know, a couple hours.
I'm like, say that to Billy next
3
time.
Hours, you know, he's got to hold his breath for 3 hours.
So
poor guy. Well, I actually had the actual guy on, the original Billy.
I'll make
Martin.
Sure else
he
doesn't.
He got fired.
I'll make sure else he doesn't watch that episode.
Yeah, don't watch that because he is the real original Billy the Marlin. What's your take on the Mets? Getting booed.
Oh, I love it.
And then now Baez and Lindor has been taking a beating, literally, by the fans. But now their thing to do is thumbs down to the fans.
So just make sure everyone knows exactly. Whenever they do something good, they put the thumbs down. Now, I saw two great reactions to that. One was someone said, you know, the reason this is becoming something now 2 weeks later is the Mets so infrequently are doing something good.
Right.
There's no reason for them to do the thumbs down to the fans. And then the other thing I saw was I can't stand Jim Rome. But driving in
from
today.
From Rome is burning?
He comes. He did a great thing. And, that staccato. I just can't stand listening to him. But he said the following was so great. He's like, he's like, you know, basically like weird flex. Baez, you've been hitting 200 since you came to the Mets. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting there, you know, it's like, that's not how it works. And he's like, I'm an LA guy. I have nothing to do with New York, but I don't think that town's going to put up with that.
Right.
Was that really
They're
good?
Not gonna.
That's a good take.
True. And listen, can you imagine Javi Baez coming from Wrigley where he was adored?
Yep.
And was like the toast of the town. Now you go to a bigger city, a bigger market with very intense fans, not the lovable loser Cubs fans.
Yep.
We've had
what
had
have you done for me lately, Yankee fans?
Yeah, yeah. What exactly? And it's a big city, and it's a big market, and yep. You better perform. Lindor,
that's
got
the thing, and Lindor, I got. We all know that. That's perform. The thing is, like, you know, you can mouth off like that. We see it with the NFL coaches all the time. You can have that attitude. You know, there's a reason he gets away with it in New England, right?
Yeah.
He can be that way. But if you're losing and you're like that,
yeah,
doesn't problems. Work. And it's interesting because part of it is, I got to tell you, like, you know, to bring up a soccer, you know, I follow Inter Miami and I was at the game and Gonzalo Higuain, mm-hmm. you know, came here from Juventus, I think, you know, from big Italian club, gets booed off the field. He's a mess. And it was funny. Like, what did he do? He didn't say a word. Comes back. He's like on a goal tear. And it was like, you know, that's how you handle that.
That's how you answer.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you don't clap back at the fans. Like, to me, it's just like there's nothing to be gained. There's nothing to be said.
Right.
You know, if anything, it's always say, like, you know, in politicians, like if someone asks you if you're running for another office, the answer is like, you know, what you talking about? I'm focused on this office.
Right.
And it's the same thing. Like, if you know, it's like, oh, the fans are criticizing me. I expect better of myself, too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that's
instead
it.
Of the thumbs down.
That's it. It's like, I need to do better. Bring more attention to your crappy performance.
And I feel bad for Gretkowski because I know how much of a Mets fan he is. But yeah, so that's, yeah.
Well, that, we saw the wheels start to come off because I went to Gretkowski to two of those games. You went to one.
Yeah.
And
we beat their
ass. We beat them so bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were supposed to be the team that won that
And
division.
I saw.
I think it's Atlanta all the way.
There was a Mets fan in the crowd. You know, we were in the middle of all those Mets. I'm sure it was the same with you as all Mets fans around.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the guy's like, he's like, whoa, wait a minute. Look, I just looked at the standings. We're still number one. Yeah. You know, I was thinking to myself, like, yeah, man,
that
not
ain't
for long.
Bro.
Your team sucks.
And you got a $500 million infield. That's terrible. Yeah, Mets suck. Yeah, not as bad as us, but pretty sucky. Now we're actually up there now for a series against the Mets. Today's game suspended for weather. Turn into a game tomorrow and is double.
Oh, my God, it's going to be like two doubleheaders, right?
Looks like.
Is it two doubleheaders?
I think so.
Yeah, because they.
I think so. Oof. So, yeah, but it'd be nice to take three out of four.
I'm bummed there's not a game. I was looking forward to seeing the game tonight.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to take Donna's little grandson. He's three. He started playing T-ball. Now, at three, T-ball is not really a organized sport, generally speaking. Like they do the ground balls to him.
Yep.
They let him hit a couple off the tee. They run the bases. And all that stuff. Some kids were building sandcastles in the dirt. There were a lot of girls playing that were really good.
That's awesome.
But Logan, he didn't want to really have anything to do with it. And yeah, basically it was like scaling the fence on the outside.
Love it.
Wasn't having it. So they go through maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks of like practice. And then they start playing games, which I can't imagine lasts for more than three innings. but it'll Love be it. A lot of fun. And
that's so fun.
We're going to take him to the final game of the Marlins season against the Phillies. Mm. I think it's on the 3rd, October 3rd.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he'll get to go to his first game.
Awesome.
Yeah. And they treat you pretty good. If you go up to the desk, they'll give you all the button, my first game.
And also sign up for the kids club. That's one thing my daughter went to was a second kids club. They gave her a killer shirt.
Oh, cool.
And it was the funniest thing because here's my daughter negotiating.
But you
do
it at the thing, at the like main.
You sign in. You have that. You have it on your ballpark app.
Okay.
And it's on there and they do it. The kid gets a lanyard with the thing. They put the sticker on. And the first one you get is like a little keychain. Second is a t-shirt. And then one of them is like a pair of Wi-Fi big headphones.
Oh, cool.
And then one of them is a glow in the dark slime. And it was funny. My daughter, the 20 something guy giving out the prizes.
Right.
And my daughter's like, I want the glow in the dark slime. And he's like, well, no, but you get the t-shirt. Like, it's time for the t-shirt. She's like, yeah, I want the slime. And he's like, yeah, but the t-shirt's like the better gift. Yeah. Like,
is that like negotiating Chuck E. Cheese with the tickets? I got this big long ass string of tickets. I want the biggest freaking bear up there you got.
Yeah.
I don't care how many tickets.
My daughter was not interested. Can I just pay for that? And so, but the good news is, it's so funny because my daughter said to me last night, she's like, I want to go to a Marlins game. And of course, I'm like, oh, that's so nice. You want to go to, you know, she's like, no, I just want my slime.
She just go in, get it, and leave.
Oh, yeah, that's what she wants.
Yeah, there's not going to be any actual ball game watching. All right, so we're back on. Listen, what's your schedule like? Yeah, are you going to be able to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow.
Okay. We're going to do it tomorrow. We're back.
All right. Sounds good.
We're back. All right, boys. No game tonight. Tomorrow, doubleheader.
Thanks, D-Nice.
Flip the M. Go Fish.
Bye.